This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Abayim. Welcome everyone to our Friday Shir on Tefillah, sponsored by our good friend, Rav Betzalel Rose, Umishpachtoi, Lezecher Nishmas, Rav Betzalel's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, his Nesham Shav Naliyah, be a male Yosher for his whole family, for Simchas Hanachas, for a service, Adbiyas Goel Tzedek. Okay, today we have a very critical Shir. We're continuing on Gateway to Tefillah, and we're learning about Ashrei. And today's Shir, we're going to speak about one of the most important parts of Tefillah, the Pasuk of Peseach Es Yadecha, you open up your hand, Umasbia, you satisfy L'chol Chai Rotzoin, to all the desire of every living thing. Says Gemara and Bracha, Yistav Dalet Amun Beis, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina, Kal ha'oimer tehillah leDavid b'chol yoyim shalosh pa'amim. Anyone who says Ashrei three times a day, muftach lo shehu ben ha'olam haba, he is vouchsafed to be a resident of the world to come. So Gemara says, why? What is so important about saying Ashrei three times a day? Because Ashrei is the praise of God in the order of the Aleph Beis. So, name Ashrei Smimei Darach, the Isa B'Tamanya Apin. So, say Perakuf Yotes, which has eight Aleph Beises for every eight, for every letter of the Aleph Beis. Ela Mishum De Isbe, you know what's significant about Ashrei, hasn't it? Poseches Yodecha. You open up your hand. That God gives food. So Gemara says, God gives food? Say Perkuf Chavav, name a Halal Agadol. Hakasabe Noisin Lechem Chavasar. So what's valuable about Ashrei? Aleph Beis? Kuf Yotes is eight Aleph Beis. God gives food? Halal Hagadol. Hoidu Lashem Kitov Kilo Elam Chastoi. That talks about God giving food. Elamishom Dispe Tarti. It has both. Milos, Aleph Beis, and that God gives food. Rashi says, "The Asi ba'Aleph Beis v'yesh bo'y shavach hachonas mazoin l'chol chai." It has in it that God prepares food for every living thing. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Aleph, "Tzarach lechavein b'pasuk poseach es yadecha." You need to have kavana when you say the pasuk poseach es yadecha. Vim like kivein, and if you didn't have kavana, tzarech lachzor la'amrei pam acheres, you have to go back and say it again. You hear this? An amazing halacha. You need to be mechavein to the pasuk poseach es yadecha. If you didn't have kavana, you got to do it again. Now we have to see what kind of kavana do you have to have, and why is it that this seems to be the most important tefillah we say the whole day, that if you didn't have kavana, you got to go back and say it again. By the way, not only do you have to say it again, you have to start from there and go back and continue. You can't just say that pasuk. You have to say that pasuk and everything after it again. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ikar masha kavu loy marti loda b'chol yoyim. Because the main reason they were kaveh to say Ashrei, b'shvil oisei pasuk, because of that pasuk. Now I want to share with you, there's an amazing exposition of Reb Chaim Berlin in the Sefer Nishmas Chaim. Reb Chaim Berlin was the son of Reb Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, the Netziv. You know, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of our Chaim, Shulchan Aruch says, every time you say Elohim, you need to be mechaven to the meaning of Elohim, that Hashem is takif, powerful, ubal ha'yecholes, the master of ability, ubal ha'koyches kulam. Uvechol pam shemazkirin shem havaya betfila, and whenever you say yud kei vav kei in davening, lechaven haya, hoive, v'yiye, umehava ha'kol, whenever you say the shem havaya, you have to think, God was, is, and will be, and brought everything into being. The Gra is lenient. He says, you know, when you say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, even though it's written Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, you only have to have in mind the way it's pronounced. And in the first parasha of Shema, and in Berachas Avos, in other words, like this. This is all lechatchila, and you should be careful about these kavanas in the first parasha of Shema and the first bracha of Tefillah. But throughout the Tefillah, it's enough just to be mechavin God, and this way you're not saying Shem Shemayim Levatala. But what's amazing is the halacha that we have to say Ashrei three times a day. There's a very big mistake Reb Chaim Verlin says that people make, and they're machmer to say Pesach Siadecha. That in other words, many people, they don't have a lick of kavana the whole davening, and all of a sudden they wake up, oh, and that's the only kavana they have throughout the davening. And even in Ashrei, when they say Gadol Hashem u'mehulam ha'ayid, or Chana v'racham Hashem, or Toiv Hashem l'akol, or Yaducha Hashem, Soimech Hashem, they don't say that with kavana. No, just the opposite. It's more important to have kavana for Gadol Hashem, Chanum Racham Hashem, Toiv Hashem, Yoiducha Hashem, than Poseach Es Yodecha. Because if you don't have kavana for Hashem's name, you're Moitzi Shem Shamayim Levatala. Gadol Hashem U'mehul Omoid is 100 times more important than Poseach Es Yodecha. Poseach Es Yodecha is not that important. God's name doesn't appear. Gadol Hashem, you need to think Hashem. The only thing is, if you blow it and you don't have kavanah and you say Gadol Hashem Ulamayid, you can't correct it. There's no way to fix it. It's impossible to fix. You already blew it. You said God's name, Levatala. But Poseach Es Yodecha, the Shulchan Aruch is telling you that this pasuk, since God's name doesn't appear, there's a way to fix it. You could say it again. But this takana of repeating a pasuk is only shayach by Poseach Es Yodecha. But by those psukim that have Hashem's name in it, it's not going to help to say it again. You still said Hashem's name improperly the first time. So it comes out that there is a very widespread misconception as if Poseach Es Yodecha is the most important pasuk in Psukim de Zimra. It's the least important pasuk. Avadu, you have to have more kavana when you say Hashem's name than when you say Poseach Es Yodecha, and that's a real eye-opener. This is not the typical way to understand this halacha, that, so to speak, there's a leniency by Poseach Es Yodecha, but it's definitely a reality shift, that if we're so careful to try to have kavana for Poseach Es Yodecha, then halachas kama v'kama, we need to be zahir to say the name of Hashem Kavana. Now the Chayodim writes, what does it mean that anyone who says Poseach Ashrei three times a day b'kavana, one will be a Ben Olam Haba? The Chayodim says that means it's machra'as, meaning if somebody had 50% mitzvahs and 50% aveirois, then the mitzvah of saying Ashrei three times a day will tilt the scales in favor of eternal life. Now, the Chayodim adds that whenever it says you should have kavana, kavana just means the meaning of the words, but it doesn't mean the kavana of the shemais. Says Chayodim, we today were sullied, we're dirty in sin, and if someone's going to start having these elevated kavanos or the shemais, it's what is known as Mekatzeitz Benetiois. And even those who learn the Kisvei Ari, they don't even understand what it's talking about. And even 1 out of 1,000 is not proficient in this. And look at what the Marshal writes in a tshuva. And his end words are, Ahuvi, don't follow their path. And we have no asek with the secrets of those arrogant people. And by the way, the Kaf HaChaim says the same thing. The main kavana is to understand the Parasha Milos, that Hashem looks, He Poiseach Es Yadecha, God, you open up your hand, and Umasbia, your Mefarnes. And whenever the Chazal say kavana, it means Parasha HaMilos, like the Chayadim says, but not the Shemos. But you should be very careful, but Parasha HaMilos, don't, and to pronounce the words correctly, don't swallow the word or the letter, especially the names of Hashem. Now, with all that being said, there are some Kabbalistic secrets in Pesach Yedecha, and the Kaf HaChaim says, let me tell them to you. The Rosh Tevois of Pesach Yedecha is Pi, Pei Aleph Yud, which is 91. 91 are the two names of God, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And the Soifei Tevois are Ches, Tav, Chaf, Chatach, who is the Malach, that's Memuna of Parnasa and Chayim. Okay. I want to share with you two things here. Number one, the Mabit, the Beis Elokim, Rav Moshe Mitrani, contemporary of the Arizal, he says, Poiseach es yadecha umazbiya alachol chay ratzon. This chapter of Tehillim reflects on those who are Mekayim the Torah from Aleph to Taf. For those individuals that are Mekayim the Torah from Aroimimcha Hashem Kidi Lisani until Tehilas Hashem Yedaber Pi, to those people God is Poseach Es Yadecha Umasbi Alechol Chai Ratzon. And the Kavan of this Pasuk is to teach that, you know, God is not so medactic with people. Even if they're sinners, He still feeds them. Poiseach es yadecha, you open up your hand. Umasbia. Now, you open up your hand, whether your right hand to tzaddikim, whether your left hand to chaitim, to all of them. Whether someone is righteous, someone who's wicked, poiseach es yadecha, any hand, whatever it might be, umazbiya l'chol chay ratzon. You satiate every living thing their desire. That's the godless of umazbiya l'chol chay ratzon. God feeds the tzaddikim, God feeds the rishayim. And this is something that the Vilna Gaon is medayek from the Rashi we sort of skimmed over in the beginning. Rashi says, what's the importance of Pesach es Yadecha? The importance is, it is a praise that God prepares food for all living things. What's Rashi getting at? God prepares food for all living things. Says the Gra in the Shinois Eliyahu. The Gra says the words L'chol Chai are extra. No, they're not extra. Because says the Gra, what? There's another perek in Tehillim that meets both criteria. Halleluka, Oida Hashem B'chol Levav. It has Aleph Beis. And that God feeds. It says, Teref Nosan Li Reyav. Zachar Li Oilam Brisai. Teref is food. So why don't we say Halleluka? There's Aleph Beis and God feeding the needy. The answer is there, it's Teref Nosan Li Reyav. God feeding the God-fearing. But in Ashrei, it's says, L'chol Chai, God feeds all living things, righteous and wicked. That's the godless of Ashrei. Now I'm going to share with you something very interesting. One of the most famous tefillos that we have, Moida'ani Lefanecha, Melech Chai V'Kayam. Shehachazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla, Rabba emunasecha. This tefillah is written by a student of the Arizal, Rabbi Moshe ben Machir, the Seder Hayom. He writes, you should say Tehillah l'David b'kavana. Anyone who says Ashrei b'kavana, muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. Especially the pasuk Poseach Es Yadecha, you should be mechavein. Because the gematria of the Rosh Tevois, Poseach Es Yadecha, Pei Aleph Yud, 91, are the two names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now watch this. that actually combines to spell one word. Yud followed by an Aleph. He followed by a Dalet. Vav followed by a Nun. He followed by a Yud. That's the, like, you intersperse the Yud Ke Vav Ke with the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You weave them together. So then, if you combine Yud Ke Vav Ke with Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it begins with the Yud and it ends with the Yud. V'hu Shem Echa, that is one name, Maschil B'Yud U'Masayim B'Yud. Yodecha, you open up your two Yuds. Paiseach es Yodecha, you open up your two Yuds. The Yud of Yud Ke Vav Ke, the Yud of Aleph Dal Nun Yud. U'Misham Yoyred Kol HaShefa V'Kol HaBracha La'Olam. And that's where all bounty and blessing comes to the world. And one who's Mechavein, he's Mevarech the upper worlds and the lower worlds. By the way, says the Seder Ayom, you should have more and more Kavana and Ashrei after Shemana Esrei and before Mincha. Those are even more important. Those are the main times a day to ask Hashem for Mezoinos, Ashrei at the end of Davening and Ashrei by Mincha. And how beautiful and nice and good it would be if somebody would separate and be mafresh a few coins when they say Poiseach Es Yadecha. If you separate two coins, it corresponds to the two Yudin. And then Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech, your righteousness will walk before you. That's Tzali, a shade. And by doing so, you will redeem your tefillah from any accusation. By the way, I once heard from Harav Yisrael Reisman Shita what he calls an imponderable. Why is it that in Sidurim, two Yuds refer to God's name? Is it really God's name? Is it prohibited to erase this name? And he writes, there is no early source for the two Yud notation. It appears to be a printer's method of writing God's name to avoid writing the name that cannot later be erased. Sefer Mikdash Ma'ad says, Ein Oiklum, there's no significance to it. The Mari Asad with Tzadik HaKoyen, they say it's just a simen. Rav Tzadik offers a source, maybe it's the Yud of the Shem Havayah and the Yud of the Adnus. But by the way, based on what we're learning from the Seder Hayoyim, Poiseach Es Yadecha, there is a very important Shem, Yud Aleph, He, Dalet, Vav, Nun, followed by the He and then the Yud, and it begins and ends with Yud, and that's the Kavana Poiseach Es Yadecha. By the way, the Ramah talks about a way of writing God's name with three Yuds, two Yud side by side with the third Yud above. And the Svarno says this is a Kabbalistic remez to Hashem's name. And the Ramah says you should only erase it if you need to, but it sounds like a two Yuds you'd be allowed to erase, but it could be the two Yuds as a symbol of God's name comes from this comment of the Seder Ayoyim, namely that there is a Shem of Hashem combining the Yud Ke Vav Ke with the Aleph Dal Nun Yud. One last thing. An amazing thought, Rabbi Yisai. Is it true that God opens up His hand and satisfies the desire of every living creature? I mean, do you have everything you desire? I don't know that most people would say they have everything they desire. So what does it mean God opens up His hand and fulfills everyone's desire? I could maybe think of a thing or two, you know? I mean, there's nothing you desire that you're lacking. The Ruchaim Gev Zarachinach is in the Harbein Merutzim. They come lechol chai. So he says an amazing thing. The Gemara in Erechin says that what's Yisurim? What's an example of travails and troubles? Even if you have a minor setback where you put your hand in your pocket to take two coins and you only pulled out one coin, that's called Yisurim. And from here we learn that any time something happens that's not in accordance with your desire and liking, it's mechaper a person's averos. So it comes out really everybody gets everything they desire. Whatever you desire that you don't get, it's not like, well, you're tough luck, too bad on you. No. Really, you would have got it. Had it not been for your chet, you would have gotten that thing that you desired, and God would have given it to you. The reason He doesn't give it to you, it's mechaper your avoinos. So instead of chas v'shalom, a person having to suffer physically. The person, God says, whatever a person desires, I give to them. The only thing is, sometimes I collect it for their debt. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Mashal Lamelech, that's an analogy to a king that calls out on his day of Simcha, that everyone in the Medina will get 10 golden coins, and there is someone who owed the king 10 golden coins, and the king says, you know what, you're not getting anything. Is that called, he didn't get 10 golden coins? He did! He got to use it to pay up his debt. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, everybody has everything they need, and whatever they're lacking, that's just Hashem collecting his debt. Okay, Rabbi Sai, thanks for joining us today. It's been a great pleasure to see everyone. And next week, the schedule, there'll be the Monday shiur will be at 11:40. I'm not sure yet if there's going to be Wednesday shiur. We will not get together on Friday. I'm going to be in England on Friday. The Wednesday night shiur will not be live. It will be streaming live on Torah Anytime. Everybody, have a wonderful Shabbos. And thanks for joining. Kol Tov. Shabbos. Kol Tov. Shabbat Shalom. Bye bye. Good Shabbos. Welcome back, Rav Josh. How are you?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.